We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Now before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 13, 5 Reasons Why to Go for a Long-Distance Relationship by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your narrator for all things relationships. If you're new here, this is where I read to you from amazing relationship blogs every single weekday. And today features another brand new author that we haven't heard yet on any of our podcasts. His name is Eddie Corbano, and he's the creator of lovesagame.com, which helps people to use a breakup as a catalyst to find your best self and attract authentic love. If you're going through a tough breakup right now, check out his quiz about how long it takes to heal. The link is lovesagame.com/healing. That link is in the episode's description and in the notes at oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. Now, let's hear our first post ever from Eddie as we optimize your life. 5 Reasons Why to Go for a Long-Distance Relationship by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. We have all been in this situation. You meet someone very special, you fall in love, everything is perfect. Suddenly, it turns out that this very special someone has to go far, far away for college, a better job, an expedition, you name it. You then have 2 choices: breaking up or to go for a long-distance relationship. I have been receiving many emails since posting my article about how to make a long-distance relationship work. People have been asking me if they should go for it or not. They want to know if it will turn out well, for how long is it okay, and so on. I try to answer every email as detailed as possible, but in the majority of cases, my response is usually, yes, I would always go for it. If you feel it is special, if you have a clear time frame, if you are willing to follow the rules I've stated, and last but not least, if you believe in it. Many of you have had a failed long-distance relationship in your past, so your hopes and expectations regarding those kinds of bonds are not high. For this reason, I have decided to list some benefits of these kinds of relationships to make your decision easier and to give you some hope as well. You are not alone. There are hundreds of thousands of working relationships over a long distance around the globe. I said that I usually always recommend to go for it. However, there are a few exceptions. If the duration of the separation is unusually long and the chance for monthly meetings is extremely low, it is going to become very hard. In that case, I recommend to really think it over, especially if you are very young. I am well aware that it is very difficult to say no to the relationship because of rational reasons, but eventually that would end up being the best decision. Otherwise, it may lead to frustration, anger, and pain. But for now, let's assume that you have no more than 1 year or so to go, and you know that you can follow the 10 rules. Here are the top 5 reasons why you should go for a long-distance relationship. Number 1. Better sorry than safe. There is nothing sadder than a missed opportunity. A very wise man once said to me, "I never regret things I've done, but I regret many things I have not done." You never know how things are going to be before you try them. Every single experience, good or bad, enriches your life in some ways. They build the foundation for decisions in the future. They make you wiser and build up your self-esteem. Not to mention that in every missed opportunity, you may have missed the love of your life. All the good things in life involve a certain risk, but the highest risk in life is missing out. Think about that. Number 2, you gain time for other things. Finally, I can take the Spanish course. A long-distance relationship isn't as time-consuming as a regular relationship. You can use the free time to reach your personal or job-related goals. You have more time for your career, friends, hobbies, and family. Number 3, it's the ultimate test of seriousness. I really mean it, baby. Now you can prove your commitment. There is no point enduring such a difficult challenge if you don't mean it, and if you are not fully committed. It just doesn't work. After a few weeks or months, the first man or woman that comes around that you feel an attraction to will make you forget about your relationship. So, this is a test on whether or not you are committed and suitable for each other for a long-term relationship. Of course, this only applies to couples who were together before they were separated by distance. If you've met in a chat room, then it's the other way around. Number 4, you learn to treasure those rare moments together. Fact is, you'll probably see each other only 1 to 2 times a month, if that much. These rare meetings will be an explosion of passion and love. All of the longing will focus into this short meeting. It's a good lesson to understand what really matters in a relationship. Number 5, you really get to know each other. It is much easier and actually much more natural to get to know somebody through email. All of the outside stuff is left out. It is easier to open up and you can learn about the inner world of your partner. No pretending, no beautifying. This also makes the meetings more intense. There you have it. Some thoughts as to why you should take a chance and go for it. I hope that I gave you some insights which will help you make the decision. Don't take it too easy. A relationship with miles between you is very hard, but it could give you so much in the end. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons Why to Go for a Long Distance Relationship, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This was a really popular post. It's been shared like 200 times and has over 100 comments on it. You can comment on it yourself by finding the link in his episode's description and at oldpodcast.com. And don't forget, if you're going through a tough breakup right now, a good start is to take Eddie's quiz about how long it takes to heal. The link is lovesagame.com/healing, and that'll also be in the show notes. Before we go, if you want to show some support for this new podcast, it'd mean a lot to me and all of us in the Optimal Living Daily family. You can come by oldpodcast.com/support, and there's a bunch of ways you can help out, financial or otherwise. Anything listed there goes a really long way to show your support. So again, please come by oldpodcast.com to spread the love. We're halfway through the week already. I hope it's going great for you. I'll be back again tomorrow with another post from Steve Pavlina, this time about dealing with irrational people. I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.